You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruiak. This evening at the Crest Theater, my documentary titled The Not Dying Girl will screen. The tickets are free, but go to eventbrite.com to register. And if you've heard about it, you might know that I produced this project with Jim Eckes and Suzanne Eckes-Wall, but the inspiration came from interviews here on Insight about 5 years ago with a young woman named Lauren McCullough, and she was campaigning at the same time that she was fighting cancer to increase funding and research and awareness about young people with all kinds of cancer. So I'd love for you to join us for the screening. The doors at the Crest open at 5. The film will premiere at 6, and then it begins airing on KVIE February 6th at 7 p.m. We've posted a link with more information, and you can also see the trailer. It's at capradio.org/insight. And now in the studio with me is Nick Bruner. He's here with this week's sound advice. And I don't know if there was a theme to your selections. What would you say?
Nope. Just music that I've been catching up with over the last probably month. And then, and then one other track, which we'll talk about here at the end.
Okay. Can I say that before we start, the first voice that we're going to hear, this vocalist, I find her voice really intriguing. And before we listen, I want to know a little bit about her.
Well, I mean, the band itself is called Spud Cannon, and they're from Poughkeepsie, New York. They won Vassar College's Battle of the Bands. They went to L.A. to record their debut shortly after. This is their sophomore record. But as far as her voice is concerned, it kind of reminds me of groups like Camera Obscura mixed with the music of, like, Culture Club and The Cure.
Okay.
So for fans of that plus Good Times, I can't recommend this track, February, enough. Spud Cannon. Their new album is called Squeeze, and the track is February. What I really like about this music is that there's not a lot of bells and whistles about it. Mm-hmm. It sounds effortless, and it's just straight ahead, easy, fun rock and roll. And I was pleased to find that they do perhaps the best cover of Lips Incorporated's Funky Town
really?
I have yet heard.
Really?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Bring that next time.
You're Minneapolis,
Just
lit up.
I would love that. Lighting up in Minneapolis is no small feat right now that it's 30 and 40 below there.
My
family is sending all the pictures of the signs with all the in the deep freeze temperatures. I really just like her voice. And it's so true that you turn something on. I hate to admit we've all gotten like this, but what it does to us in the first 5 seconds makes the decision for what we're going to do with it.
I think that's the same thing. I was thinking about this morning. It's the same thing as job interviews, on dates. You kind of get like a sense immediately within the first 30 seconds that you're going to like either like this or it's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And Spud Cannon's for me, that's for sure.
All right, let's move on. Great start.
So this next one is from one of my favorite rappers. He was born in Kenya and he's been living in Canada for a good chunk of at least the last decade, probably a lot longer. This track is called The Fool, Part 1, Get It, Got It, Good, and it's by Shad.
Get it, got it, good.
They can't kill us because they can't see us because they only see it.
Get it, got it,
and we're good.
Damn, it feels good to be back. Damn, it feels good to be black. They keep on killing us. We just keep killing it. Mama said killing is not where the ailing is. Couldn't speak back. Lord knows she's been through it. She said a human is not who the villain is. She said it's fear. It's greed and it's pride. You see it inside. That's what the system is built on and what it instills in us. Girl, I've been feeling this vibe. Honestly, the haters can hate.
create, and let the creator be judge. I mean, too many mistakes to begrudge, and besides, all of us lost without love. Plus maybe some never get woke, or tired of staying awake, or party all night, then distraught at the state of the day. But what do you make of this way that I'm walking, this path that I'm on? You made a way for me, hope that my map isn't wrong. Nowadays, my legs is weak. What if my staff isn't strong? What if it breaks? Who got me? You got me. I know that you got me good.
Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it.
I think that there is such a happy ragtime-ish melody in there, and I don't know how often a rap song has that sort of kind of upbeat, bright spirit.
Well, in the case of Shad and rappers of his ilk, which you might consider conscious rap, a lot, frankly. In the case of this album, not as much, though. Like, okay. I mean, the album's called A Short Story About a War. And it's what you would expect. It takes place in this, it's sort of a concept record, takes place in the dystopian, not so far from now, future, and has Shad's opinions about everything from politics in Canada and North America to, yeah, whatever you can ask for, like just like everything about like water availability to presidential politics in America and so on and so forth. So it's good. That track is by far one of the most upbeat on the record. And it's called The Fool, Part 1.
You know, Nick, I know you've heard people say, I just don't like rap, or I just don't get into rap. But it's like any other genre of music. You can't umbrella it like that, because maybe you think you don't like a certain kind of rap, but you might hear a track like that and say, wait a minute, that's rap? I love that.
I can't stand top 40 pop music. I mean,
but every once in a while, there will be one song, right, in the top 40?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose once in a while, sure, but it's pretty rare. But yeah, I mean, it's like any genre. Like, prog rock is not for everybody. Or, I mean, and I don't know, again, kind of going back to what we were talking about with Spud Cannon, if you hear it and you like it, then that's all really that matters. And that's kind of what I like about Hey Listen So Well, is that it's this blending of genres without sounding like it has to focus on one or the other. That's kind of always been my ethos since starting that show. College rock for, you know, the public radio set. If you're curious about music of all stripes, then, yeah, I think there's something there for you.
Nick Bruner is the host of Hey Listen on Cap Radio on Saturday nights. And sometimes in Sound Advice, you hear the music he features on his show, but there's so much more there than that. And I'm glad to have you here this week. I know you've been feeling a little bit under the weather, but your music is terrific. So let's go with one more.
This next one comes from an artist out of Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is Mattielle Brown. She creates music under the name Mattielle. Her newest EP is called Customer Copy, and we'll just play this cut right now. We'll come back and talk about it. It's called Baron's Sunday Best.
Step yet, so much fun when you get upset. A baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best. A baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best. La 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 la. I think you're all the same. A baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best. Yes, a baron is a wearing his Sunday best.
Yeah.
She has one of the most powerful voices that I've heard in quite some time. Again, that's Mattielle Brown. Makes music under her first name, Mattielle. And her new EP is called Customer Copy. So you've got like a gentle vibrato in there, too, which not everybody can pull off. Mm-hmm. And her whole record is just like this, just full of that kind of just swaggering energy. I really dig it.
Yeah, I had written notes about the fact that you had two cool women's voices in your selections this week. And I really like hearing the individuality of an artist when it comes out so clear. So I have to put Shad in that category, too, because he is who he is in his voice. We're finishing with our wild card, should we say?
Sure. This is sort of just for my own pleasure, my own fun. In the end of December, I put together, you know, a lot of people put together like their best of the year list.
Right.
And what Donna, I mean, I got kind of bored with that because there was just so much stuff that I was trying to, it was difficult to narrow it down. But it dawned on me that on January 1st, 2009, the very first program that I ever hosted for Cap Radio, small as it was, called Off Air, debuted.
Hmm.
And so this is, you know, going up around the 31st of, we're pushing 10 years now of me putting together playlists of music like this.
Wow.
And this is one of the first bands that when I was listening to it, I'm like, God, this is so different. I have to get this on the air. The band is called The Chap. And this goes back to 2008. It's a song called Proper Rock. We'll get back and talk a little bit more about the band here in a little bit, but I want to play this for you.
Art, art, art. Don't make no rave, Dave. Proper songs about girls and clubbing.
Clubbing.
I'm trying to do it with the accent, but I can't quite distinguish which accent I'm hearing there.
The UK.
But there's something else in it.
Berlin.
So
go. So they operate between the band, half the band's in the UK, half the band's in Berlin. They both kind of cross-pollinate one another. That's generally how they make records, is just long distance.
So when you heard that music, was that part of what was feeding into you saying, we need a place for this kind of music?
Yeah, I mean, that was an example of, like, you know, it's urbane, it's sophisticated, it's witty, it's challenging, and it's dancey all at the same time.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I don't hear that enough on the radio. So back when I was starting here at Cap Radio and putting together playlists like this for a show called Off Air, that was one of the artists that I was really, really keen to get some exposure.
I like when you get on your soapbox, by the way. I don't know
if
you can
tell. Is that what I'm on? I was wondering why I was feeling so high up.
The point of some of our hosts here at the station is that they're not only playing mainstream, what people expect, but also finding a place for music that's unexpected, that we might not know is out there, and that should be listened to.
Yeah, I like to think of it as sort of a source for music discovery. And public radio has inspired me to do that well before I got to Sacramento. I thought this is the place to do that, so because other stations weren't.
Nick Bruner is the host of Hey Listen. Check it out Saturday nights, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And you can find him online, too. Listen to past shows as well at capradio.org. Thanks, Nick. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Beth.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers are Cody Drabble and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today, thank you very much, Evan Matzler. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. I think we're going out with a little more of Spud Cannon. Have a great night tonight and a great weekend. We're back with a new live show on Monday.